Hello and welcome to the Wellness Group. Tonight we're talking about movement and the type of movement, the environment in which you place your body to get the results that you want and to heal. I was speaking to quite a number of people today that are really wanting to get fit for summer. They're wanting to, obviously in Australia, summer's coming up over Christmas. They're wanting to really feel better at the beach, look better at the beach, etc. All of these things that all of us want over summer. And a lot of people are going from almost no movement or perhaps previous movement in years gone by to all of a sudden high intensity training, the new HIIT training. Not necessarily new, it's been around for a while, but the HIIT training and the intermittent fasting and really putting their body through the paces. Now, these people that I've spoken to, especially today, have also been through enormous amounts of stress over the last couple of years, enormous amounts of changes. They possibly haven't looked after their body in the way their body needed over the last 12 to 18 months to 2 years. So HIIT training or high intensity training and really pushing isn't going to be the best bang for their buck for their body. They will find that they get some result because they're moving. They're asking more of their body. They're expending more energy. They're most likely putting better food in most of the time. But they're really doing it in a way that is pushing their body even further. Now, their body is already really acidic from stress, from being exhausted, from not sleeping well, from not moving, from negative emotions, from the food that they've been putting in over the years that has been detrimental to their body or given them a negative impact, a negative result. And a mistake that a lot of us make is that we all of a sudden join a gym or we start running or we start this fitness thing. And we push and push and push without allowing our body to move into it, without allowing ourselves to go through a grace period of moving from here to there. We also do it in a way that doesn't allow flexibility to be involved, for mobility to be involved. So we get sore, we get injured, we get tired, and as I said, we see some results, but a lot of people find that after a few months, they're not getting the results that they once were, and it's not necessarily the reason that they've hit a plateau and they need to move harder, they need to try harder, they need to push more, their body's getting used to it, so we need to shock the body more, which is very old age thinking. A lot of it is that we need to provide an environment for our body that is healing and alkaline and loving before we start the HIIT training, before we start the really pushing. Now, I've done a podcast before about kindness. Kindness is not just taking it easy on ourselves and saying, oh, I don't feel like it today. I'm not going to go for a walk today or I'm not going to go for a run today. Kindness, though, is really understanding where our body's at and providing an environment for it to get to the next level. And then after that, we provide a different environment and our body can go to another level. So it's called leveling up. But we can't level up from level 1 to level 20 immediately. Our body won't give us the results that we want if we're asking of it something that it's not ready to give, that it doesn't have the environment to thrive and to give. If our body is still in survival, if our body is in survival mode, it's not going to be giving up the fat easily. It's not going to be able to be pushing easily. We're going to find that we're still struggling with the sugar. We're still struggling with our old eating habits. We're still struggling with the emotional eating. So what we need to do first is look at the underlying causes. We need to look at the basic environment in which our body is in at the moment, what we are providing our body at the moment, change that environment, make that an environment that the body can start to thrive, and then build upon that. And you'll actually find that you get to your results much more quickly than if you just decide, right, tomorrow I'm going to start running and I'm going to keep doing it every day and I'm going to be hard on myself and I'm going to push and I'm having no sugar at all and I don't care how I feel, I'm getting up early and I'm just going to do this fitness thing. Well, your body might already be struggling with overworking, with a relationship that is toxic, with a mind full of belief systems that are not serving you anymore, with a body that needs a little bit more help in terms of flexibility and mobility, movement, breathing, alkalinity. So what we need to do is really focus on where we are at the moment and where we want to be. That's great. But we need to do it in a way that gives to our body, not takes away further. A lot of people already have so much stress in their life. They're not sleeping well. Their hormones are out of whack. Their adrenal system is overused and going, going, going. Their fight or flight system is on all the time. They have negative behaviors, negative belief systems. They have emotions that they haven't yet dealt with. They have eating patterns that don't support them. They haven't exercised in a long time and all of a sudden they've started a health kick. But all they've done to start the health kick is move into immediate gym every day or three times a week or running or whatever it may be, and they're going to push hard as they possibly can. And they're going to be really strict on the diet. But they're going to do that without fixing the underlying causes of, one, their belief systems around food, and two, any emotional eating habits that are causing them to eat in a way that doesn't sustain them, that doesn't give them positive results. So we need to make sure that we're very hyper aware of where we are right now. We need to be real with ourselves. We need to look at our signs, signals, and symptoms. What is our body telling us right now? What does our body need? If our body is needing nurturing and nourishing and flexibility because we're sore, we're always getting headaches, we're exhausted in the mornings, the last thing we need is to punish it by going running every day and cutting out food groups without looking at the underlying causes as to why we actually eat those food groups, such as sugar and processed foods. as always, once we get to the underlying causes of what's going on, we can change the environment long term. Once we get to the underlying beliefs, the behavior patterns that no longer serve us, the emotional needs that we're not providing for ourselves, any relationships in our lives that aren't serving us, the stress in our life that we can deal with in a better way, our habits that aren't serving us, our sleep, our quality of sleep, our energy levels, our digestive system, all the signs, signals and symptoms that our body sends us, we need to listen to and understand before we set into motion a new exercise and fitness plan. Because it might be for the first 2 months, we need to work on our flexibility. We need to work on just the consistency of moving every day if we're going from no movement to moving. Instead of going from no movement to I'm running 5 times a week, perhaps we need to look at other ways we can enjoy moving our body that's going to support us. So in 2 months, we've got the flexibility, we've got the mobility, we've got the core strength to start running so that we don't start getting injuries, so that we prevent the injuries. Perhaps we need to look at how much nourishment do I really give my body at the moment? So instead of just saying, right, this week, that's it for the sugar, completely going off the sugar, knowing that if we don't get to the underlying causes, a week later we're going to be binging. Let's have a look at what's really causing me to want all that sugar in the first place. Let's look at why I'm emotional eating. Let's look at the inflammation I've got in my body and start impacting that before we push ourselves into enormous amounts of exercise and restrictive diets. Easing our way into things is a really supportive way of getting to our goals without injury, with purpose, in a long-term sustainable way. Easing our way in does not mean that we're taking it easy on ourselves, does not mean that we're saying, oh, I don't feel like it today, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep in. It doesn't mean that. That is not being kind to ourselves. Being kind to ourselves is understanding where we're at and really providing an environment that we can start to thrive. Not throwing ourselves in the deep end and saying, hey, swim. Being kind to ourselves is gently going into the water, teaching ourselves to swim, and ending up being able to swim in all sorts of conditions instead of just jumping off the boat and saying, there you go, survive. So have a real conversation with yourself about where you're at, where you'd like to be, and put a plan into place that is really supportive of where you want to be long term, because it will save you so many months, so much time of rehab and injuries and back and forth with quitting and starting and quitting and starting. It will save you so much time if you give your body the environment to move from step to step to step. If you need help in doing that, reach out to someone. Reach out to someone who's an expert in helping you provide that environment for your body. But make sure you do that, because as I said, I spoke to so many people today who are just jumping in the deep end, but their body's just not quite ready to swim at the deep end just yet. Their body needs to do some wading in the shallow end first. Their body needs to practice some strokes and get used to the water, get used to the movement. And pretty soon they'll be finding they're diving and swimming in the deep end. If big waves come, there's no problem. If a storm comes, not a problem. But they need to start wading in the shallow end first. They need to create the environment that their body can start thriving now, that they can feel it now. And then take the next step forward. So have a real conversation with yourself. Put a plan into place and reach out if you need. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.